Welcome to Pax Europiana, the podcast about peace in Europe. And I will now talk about the question of privatization and nationalization, because that's a very important debate. It will be important all over Europe now because of the massive new economic and debt crisis in which we are in 2021. And I will take the Austrian example, but I think it's relevant for each and every single European and maybe everywhere in the world. It's the question, what is rational to do, where should we privatize and where we should nationalize some of the companies which are currently now in a crisis, what we should do to reduce the massive debt we have in Europe and how to really proceed. And again, I'm from a pragmatic, you know, not an ideological point of view, but from a pragmatic point of view, what's the right the level of state ownership, where it's reasonable to own something, how long should the state own something, and what is to be done. I have already talked a lot about the necessity to Europeanize European state ownership of companies in some of the infrastructure sectors. And no, we shouldn't sell it to the Chinese, we shouldn't sell it to the Russians, no to the Russian oligarchs. Yeah. And now concretely, I will discuss about the Austrian crisis about state property holding. It's called OBAG. If you're in detail interested, the website is OE, like Austria in Österreich, BAG, .gv, government, .at, like Austria. So this is the Austrian state holding. It's about the fifth reincarnation of this state holding, and at least as I can remember. It was traditionally called ÖAG, then it was called Austrian Industries, then it was called something else, I forgot, even when I'm very interested, because it is every government changing the ownership, not the ownership, sorry, the name of the holding. Some like it more in, like separate ownership, some like to have this kind of a holding, and it's a complete mess. I have talked about the history of all this from the Second World War, from the Soviet occupation. No need to repeat it. But now let's look what exactly we have as portfolio. 11 big companies are in Austrian state ownership, and it's about the same everywhere in Southern and Eastern Europe. Here we have the telecom company A1, partly owned by the state. OMV, the biggest Austrian company, it's the petrol company. And the gas importer, very much connected with Gazprom. Verbund, which is the Austrian main energy company, the electricity grid, and so on. And then we have partly owned the Post, the Austrian real estate holding, the Austrian casino monopoly, the Austrian pension company, and a lot of different other smaller ownership assets, like we have also from the last financial crisis, we have ownership of some of the liquidation of banks, we have some mining stuff, we have some other industrial holding where some of the smaller industrial assets are there, and also Schoeller-Bleckmann, that's another technology company, and so on and so on. So this is it. It's estimated now in the current crisis about 26 billion of worth. And as we know now very well, you know, this is all about jobs for the boys and the person who is now the sole manager, CEO of that company was first the political appointee in the Ministry of Finance and had him then parachuted into this much more lucrative position to be the general manager. It was very funny, now in the media everything is very transparent in Austria. Then during the self-designed position description for the call, for the tender for this position, there was really very competent asset managers from Germany were applying. And then this guy who got this position, a gentleman who did it competently, he's a competent manager, but he was then himself, and they have now discussed this in Austrian Parliament in the media, so it's public knowledge. He said, oh no, there are some really competent Germans then applying. And then the Austrian kind of WhatsApp message was, oh no, Beefkes, no Beefkes. So far for the internationalization of the Austrian state ownership. No Beefkes, and that's a derogative word for in Austrian slang for Northern Germans, by the way, just to be clear also for the international audience. So the idea is basically jobs for the boys. and also to have this justification of an Austrian core industrial holding, and that it somehow it's so well managed. In reality, we have lost a lot of money in this sector, and we could have had all this sector much better organized in state ownership. And now, with this massive debt, which is additionally issued, absolutely it's time to privatize all these assets. If there is some assets which are of strategic significance, like railways, motorways, energy, then let's Europeanize them and let's make a debt equity swap with the European Investment Bank, so at least the Europeans can manage this asset less politically, less damaging for the taxpayers, and more in general European interest. But most of it, because, you know, we are not in Kosovo here. We are not talking about a poor Eastern European country. We have a working capital market. We have experience in capital market. And if the Austrian capital market is too small for a full-scale privatization of Verbund, then let's put it to the Frankfurt capital market or to the New York Stock Exchange, you know. This is not that, you know, Austria is not a developing country. There is a working capital market, so it's no problem to sell the stakes from OMV, which the state has, 33%, or of the Post. It's no problem to make an additional public offering and reduce the ownership stake to 5%. Yeah? So then there will be enough jobs for the boys still, because it's quite a big job for a young person to manage a 5% ownership of a big industrial asset or a big banking or telecom asset. Why to have 51%? In whose interest these kind of assets are somehow administered? Obviously only for the very few people at the top leverage of power who dominate these companies. Certainly not in the name of the taxpayers, the general public interest, yeah, or anybody else. The companies would do more or less similar things if they were privatized completely. They would still try to sell energy or telecom services. Yeah? Where is the need to have these companies when they are already on the stock market? Why to keep these majority shares? Why to keep even a minority share? Do you think the refinery would disappear from Schwechat, the OMV refinery? If there is no economic rationale, maybe. And, you know, as they are profitable companies, privatize them on the stock market, allow the Austrians and the international capital markets to buy into this, have more efficient companies in Austria and be more open economy. That would be extremely helpful and pay back some of the massive new debt levels. In the latest numbers I saw today on Twitter by some experts, in Italy they are now at 165 debt to GDP ratio. It's unbelievable. We are really going in a deep crisis economically, and this is absolutely necessary to at least counterweight by opening the economy and at least partially sell some of these massive European state assets which we have. America doesn't have these massive state assets. Italy has, Romania has, Bulgaria has, Czech Republic has. Also Germany and also France have it. And what can for some reasons not be sold because it's so strategically important, let's unite it on the European level and let's better issue European debt and so reduce this unworkable level of debt in Southern Europe and in Eastern Europe. So that's very good. But on the contrary, when now in the crisis there is a concrete project where, for example, there could be a massive loss of job. The Austrian example, again, I talk about Austria because I know it the best. But in my Upper Austrian region, I have talked a lot about it, there is one old industrial core in the traditional metal producing area. It's called Steyr. This is the area Linzwelt-Steyr, the core of Upper Austria. And here there is this famous company. Many who are interested in industrial policy in Europe, they know Steyr, Meinlicher. They have really good weapons. They have sharpshoot sniper weapons. Also, they produce tanks in history. And they are now part of the Volkswagen area and integrated in the Volkswagen system. And like any big kind of truck system, it's called MAN. And I'm talking about that case. MAN wanted now to restructure. That's fine. They want to sell it. Fine. They found one investor, Mr. Siegfried Wolf. Siggi Wolf is called famously. He was a very famous Austrian manager who has very strong links to Russia, and he came with some kind of Russian export market projects and so on. And it was now rejected by this Austrian system that the workers can also vote in this restructuring, and the takeover was rejected by the workers. I think it's quite rational of them, because they know that they would have voted for a massive job loss. That obviously sounds quite hard to understand for American listeners, but from the Austrian context it's quite logically, because obviously we cannot let such an important industrial company go into bankruptcy. We are not in America where you can move then 100 kilometers further and onwards and, you know, let's go down to Arizona. No, no, no. This is not the Austrian and European economic model. Such important industrial cores have to be kept. And by the way, also President Obama has nationalized most of the American automotive industry in the year 2009, and he later sold it again. And he was actually very successful in that. And so I think it's quite logically that we have this industrial holding company, which is profitable, $22 billion, and we should sell something because they are good, working, nice companies, sell them, make an additional stock offering on the stock exchange. But at the same time, such an industrial asset must be nationalized. If MAN doesn't like it anymore and they want to sell it and there is no good offer which is serious, and then the Austrian state should buy and take over this this asset, make it on a very low price, because MAN seemingly is not interested, then the Austrian state, together also with the Austrian Upper Austrian Landesholding, 50-50, they can take over this MAN Steyr industrial site and operate it under some kind of Chapter 11 management for some time, at least for 2-3 years, and turn around that company and then sell it again to an interested strategic investor, or keep it for some time and also bring it to the stock exchange. I really wonder why this should not be possible. I'm sure there will be some investor interested, because that's a very productive and useful manufacturing site. But we cannot let it simply be in a standstill at massive social and welfare loss for everybody, because in the Austrian economic system, anyhow, you have to continue to pay the wages, and you have massive costs. You export it basically on the welfare system, because all that will be a restructuring unit, and there will be massive support for the workers. So economically, it's much better to keep that whole unit of manufacturing united under state ownership for a transition period of 3 to 5 years, maybe maximum, and then sell it again and actively look for another, maybe a Chinese manufacturing company would like to produce trucks in Austria. It's possible. And then I think definitely some international investor will be interested. We shouldn't sell it just, you know, because Sigi Wolf knew the Volkswagen managers the best and had the first offer and somehow thinks he is super smart. No, no, I was from the beginning against that settlement, you know, especially, you know, this insider trading, basically the one fuse with the best information, they get then such a deal. No, put it in state custody for some time. What is my point? We should be flexible. We should be pragmatic. When something is really working good, you know, then sell it on the stock market, you know, and reduce the debts and not keep it on and on and on. Austrian Lufthansa, for example, it's a very good example. It was once a very profitable company. Then it was not privatized because we wanted to have a national carrier. It's so important. Yes, yeah. And then we had to sell it to Lufthansa in the next crisis and give $500 million to Lufthansa additionally just to take it. And in this crisis, we had to again subsidize just for Lufthansa to keep some kind Austrian flag alive on that airport. And it's a really ridiculous, expensive, such a silly policy. We should have privatized it from the beginning, and that would have been the much better situation. And so all these Austrian state assets, once they are profitable and operating, they should be privatized again. The public gives it to the public and they have to pay to invest, and so fine. It's totally easy to reduce the state debt. But when there is a crisis, when something fails, and this is could be have a massive impact on the workers and the public welfare, also on the pension and welfare system, so it's much better to nationalize this asset for some time and be a bit flexible. Yes, okay, it's a nationalization. That's not the end of the world. After 3 years, maybe we find some Upper Austrian industrial consortium who would like to buy 15% of Emma and Steyr, like it was with First Alpine. Maybe also Raiffeisen and some Mitterbauer, you know, they might also think about it. Huh? Why not? And they can then be minority shareholder, and then when they have enough capital and it's working, they can maybe take over completely. And so we have to be a bit flexible, you know. Sometimes, you know, even the Americans have done it with General Motors, and it was very successful. So it's good to nationalize from time to time, especially when it comes to important manufacturing industrial sites, which otherwise would then be end up in a standstill, because the standstill is, of course, the most harmful thing. And then you give it, in a way, in custody, in state ownership for some years, but not with the intention of building a big Austrian state-owned company in the automotive or in the trucks, no. But, you know, to do that for 3-4 years, then it is very good if the experts from ÖBAG, yeah, there should be restructuring experts of real industrial knowledge, they come in and say, yes, you had temporary problems. Where exactly are your problems? Where exactly is it that it failed? Is then you screen the global market in truck manufacturing. Maybe you would fit very well in, let's say, a Chinese manufacturing or a Kenyatian or an Indian. And then you say, we have this asset. We are very interested as Austrian authorities to keep that asset working and to keep employment here. Is maybe some Indian manufacturing giant, and they have a lot interested, or a British or American. And then you make a decent tender and you make a deadline. We would like to have a private participation, or you sell it on the stock exchange again. So what is my talk here? It's about to be flexible in that sense and to be reasonable. It's not a task to have Verbund forever. And FON is another one that's also in the state ownership. And we have the same. I have made already enough discussions about the Landes holdings and the municipal holdings and all. We have it in the state, and then it's forever. Must be constitutional protected in the state ownership. Why? To have a railway which is not competitive, to have systems which are, you know, to have the jobs from the political appointees who are inside such a high level. If you look at all the board members of those companies, so many do not come really from industry, but from politics originally. And they are not professionals in the terms that they have a lifelong industrial management, but many, they were first in politics and then they come to the electricity company, or then they come to this one because of the political connection. Maybe they are also very good managers, but hopefully yes. But obviously it's totally fine if we then privatize it. Why do you have to always, everything keeps the same and keep the airport in the public hand and the land must keep it? No, give it out. But when it's then later in a big crisis, obviously then it's much better, instead of selling it to the Chinese or letting it bankrupt, then the state takes it over, but at a low price, obviously, and the shareholders who have disinvested and who have not managed it well, they lose out, but not the workers. Because that's very important, you know. It's not to bail out Volkswagen with a high price by the Austrian state buying that. That would be silly. But you say, you want to sell it. You sold it for this, for Sigi Wolf. Then you sell it for this for us, yeah, for the state. Yeah. Then you take it over and then you sell it profitable over to the stock market later once it's restructured. And that, I think, is the much better way. And here I have, again, for a pragmatic approach. It's not that the state shouldn't own anything. It's absolutely possible to nationalize banks in a banking crisis. It's absolutely possible to nationalize companies in an economic crisis like we are. But it should be then absolutely the priority to sell things when it's possible and when you need money. it's not the in the law we have to have 51% of Verbund FON and Energie AG, and you know it would be very terrible if BlackRock takes over. BlackRock is interested that the companies are profitable. So that's very good for everybody in Austria if such a shareholder is in such companies, because he really makes sure efficient services, decent results and returns. And if it then breaks down or if something comes up, then they have lost, and the shareholders who invested, they lose out, but the workers are protected by the state then taking over such entities like, for example, Emma in Steyr, and then restructuring it, selling it forward, like Mr. Obama, President Obama, has beautifully done it in 2009 and 10, and actually profitable. And so that's my approach to that. So, short version, very simple, sell most of the assets of ÖBAG, especially OMV, Verbund and all the profitable ones, reduce the state debts by this and make sure that you then, when you, for example, have a crisis like with Emma and Steyr, make an offer, take it over. Don't let, you know, not expensively for Volkswagen to be subsidized like we did it with Auer and Lufthansa, but on a reasonable term level, reasonable, and then we restructure it as a state and sell it on to the private sector at the best possible moment in order to keep the manufacturing course and make sure there is production and manufacturing in Austria, but also there is a reasonable long-term prospect for these companies. And yes, it might be expensive, but it's well invested to keep a manufacturing core, but not to keep then this new Steyr manufacturing for 20 years in Austrian state ownership or in Landesholding, but to have already an exit plan as President Obama did it with General Motors in the 2009 global financial crisis. And that's the rational and smart approach towards such nationalization, privatization. And I'm very deeply disappointed that not a single party in Austrian politics has mentioned the word privatization. No Sebastian Kurz, no Neos. Obviously, the left and the Greens and the nationalists, they are off this anyhow. But, you know, when you think that even Haider was talking about the private sector and claimed to know something about economy, you remember when he invited many of the American liberal libertarian stars. You know, his now this third generation of nationalists, they are populists, they are completely off the economic radar. And also Schüssel, he was really privatizing the last time. He at least started somehow fresh air in the Austrian economy in these first years from 2000-2002. And now nobody is calling for privatization. I'm, I think, the only one who uses that word even on Twitter. And it's really shameful. It's shocking, because all these things, and I know how it was when the government program in 2018 was written, they never wanted to use the word privatization because of all the corruption scandals in the 2000s. You know, that's of course very sad when you do it then with the personal motive of illegal benefiting. But doing it nicely over the stock exchange is absolutely possible, and that's the way to do it. And we need to privatize again where privatization makes sense, and that's in all the ÖBAG areas, maybe not in the FINBA, but in everybody else. I think it can be easily sold over the stock exchange, especially OMV. But sell it to an American capital market, to BlackRock, and not to Putin. And that would be so good. And, you know, when you don't want to have it in the Chinese hands, I understand. I'm open for the Chinese investments in manufacturing. It would be helpful. But nevertheless, if that's not enough, then send it at least partly to the EIB and to make it a European company in infrastructure, in the railways, and so on. But let's be a little bit more open and, you know, and more reasonable. Let's save MAN on the one hand, but let's sell some of the other stuff to reduce the debts. And I think it's pretty logic what we should do to be an active and reasonable state, but not to be like always to keep the status quo because of being afraid of change and of reform. No, and it also makes no sense just to have a second guy to be the co-CEO in the board of this state industrial holding, or another restructuring I read yesterday. That's the best you know, instead of the fifth restructuring, which we have now since 2 years, yeah, for the new government, we make the sixth form of the Austrian state holding, and then we put a second guy to be co-responsible, and then we say we have reformed it. I mean, yeah, that is exactly what will happen, you know, that is exactly how they will do it, yeah. They will not save MAN, but they will keep the status quo if the industrial assets. They will just rename it, somehow paint it, have two new guys in charge, and then they will say, oh, we restructured it, yeah, the old guy is out, a new guy who will do more or less the same, just another name, another face, and he will do the same, and then there will the Green Party, who is the smaller coalition party, will also have a guy there, and then he will also earn a lot of money, and then we are basically preserving the status quo for a future which we are not ready to shape, but it's just happening to us because nobody is trying to understand the global forces which are there, the free market economy, but we try to always protect, and then we are basically getting poorer relative to the other emerging world. And in a way, it's fair, because if you're not trying to compete, and if you're not changing and adopting, then you are somehow in a stagnation, as Austria is since basically 15 years, because of our lack of political reform capabilities in the last 15 years. Anyhow, so far, so good. Thanks a lot for listening, and please reform ÖBAG and sell it as much as possible, and save MAN. Thanks a lot for listening.